Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rudy from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Rudy, how are things in Portland?
Oh, just wonderful.
Great. What do you do there in beautiful Portland?
I am a cartographer.
Oh, how cool. No, I love maps, and the idea of making maps is exciting to me. Is that all done in computer these days, or do you get to sit there with vellum like in the old days?
No, it's all computers.
Well, what's the fun of that? Do you get to write in the margins beyond what you're supposed to be drawing? There be dragons here, and stuff like that.
Big ocean monsters.
No, I love that.
The end of the world.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you get lost, do you ask for directions?
I don't think I've ever been lost.
There we go. There's the right answer. If you get lost, you just say, I'm sorry, but the street is not where it is supposed to be. Rudy, welcome to our show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks, but perverse fellow that he is, he's not going to finish them. That is your job. Do that two times out of three, you will be a winner.
Okay.
Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's go. Here's your first limerick.
Our fins droop as sadly we swish. Emotionless, cold, oh, you wish. When you go away, we pine the whole day. Oh, please do come back to your...
Oh, you know, it's a lot easier when I'm just listening on the radio.
Ain't that true? Pretend you are. Pretend like I'm talking to somebody else.
Okay.
So somebody else, not Rudy, what do you think the answer to limerick is?
I have no idea.
Fins rhymes with swish.
Fish?
Yes, fish. America, your goldfish have feelings. Advocates of our cold-blooded friends have headed up to the gills. They've launched a campaign to inform pet owners that our fish seem to have long memories, they may feel pain, and surprisingly, they might even miss us when we're away from the house. Said Richmond Lowe, a British veterinarian, quote, "The public probably thinks it's a bit quirky, but owners and all veterinary surgeons need to take fish seriously." All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
After Batwoman saves one more day, with her girlfriend she moves in to stay. Though femme, she is tough, moves all her own stuff. In the new comic, Batwoman's...
gay.
Yes, she is. Almost 30 years after her last appearance in the comics, Batwoman is back, and she's come out of the bat closet. Wearing bat-sensible
shoes.
Holy
Melissa Etheridge, Batman!
Exactly. She's a lesbian socialite by day, crime fighter by night, probably a lesbian crime fighter. The 5'10" superheroine comes with flowing red hair this time, knee-high spike-heeled red boots, so much for the sensible shoes, and a skin-tight black bodysuit. Dan DiDio, who is the executive editor at DC Comics, said it's all about increasing the diversity of comic heroes in the modern age, but one fan posed an excellent question on a comic book fan site, quote, "Wouldn't ugly people as heroes be more groundbreaking? You know, a 200-pound woman, a man with a horseshoe hair loss pattern, people with cold sores, etc., you know." We love the idea. We do love the idea of a superhero with cold sores.
Yeah. Well, the Incredible Hulk kind of took in all of those things. I mean, talk about a skin condition.
Yeah. He had poor hair, too.
Yeah.
I do like cold man, though. Why are you hiding your mouth, Mr. Amazing? All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
When I try double Dutch, I just mope. But though clumsy, I've learned how to cope. I'm pumping the handle. I jump. Where's the scandal? Who cares if I've left out the...
Gee.
Double Dutch rhymes with mope.
Jumping.
Um.
Jumping?
Rope.
Yes, rope.
It was very weird. All of a sudden, I was playing Password.
Yeah.
Jumping.
Are you clumsy? Are you slow? Are you fat? No worries. Now you, too, can jump rope just like the pros. Ohio native Lester Clancy has patented the ropeless jump rope. Just two handles that have been weighted to give the user the sensation of a moving rope within.
Okay, now we're getting into a philosophical area.
Yes.
Can one be said to be jumping rope if you don't have a rope?
That's true. The Associated Press asked Mike Ernst, a professor of kinesiology at California State University, about whether, you know, the rope is necessary. He said, quote, "Do you need to jump with a rope? You don't. But I wouldn't buy the product, I can tell you that. I'm not an idiot." Unquote.
Yeah, couldn't you just get a couple of, like, socket wrenches and get the same effect?
I guess you could. Yeah. But I like, you can start doing amazing tricks. You know, yeah. Like, you know, look at me, 1 foot, bah, 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 bah.
You know what I'm looking forward to in the gym is the barless barbell.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can bench press that.
Carl, how did Rudy do in our quiz?
Rudy had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers. Rudy, you win our prize.
Well done, sir. You found your way to the treasure. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.